With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
After the last 2 days, aren't you proud to be a Democrat?
Former President Clinton last night at the Democratic National Convention taking the stage on the same night that Tim Walz formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination. The convention has also heard from the anguished parents of an American being held by Hamas.
Rachel Goldberg told convention goers that their 23-year-old son Hirsch is one of eight Americans captured at a music festival in Israel and taken into Gaza.
And that was 320 days ago.
John Poland said pushing for the return of the hostages is not a political issue.
It is a humanitarian issue.
The ongoing Gaza war has caused division inside the Democratic Party and is the subject of protests here in Illinois. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Former President Trump and running mate J.D. Vance on the stump in North Carolina yesterday. Vance saying the Republican campaign is grounded in a single word.
Hope. That we can reignite this economy and bring back prosperity to American citizens. Hope that we can raise our kids in secure neighborhoods and safe streets. Hope that we can renew the patriotism that binds us as a country together, one nation under God.
Reports a third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. may drop his White House bid and throw his support behind Donald Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, close to 1 million fewer jobs created over the past year than previously claimed by the Biden-Harris administration. That according to some revised numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop amid a contract dispute with their workers. Could impact the supply chain in the U.S. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 55 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 102. This is SRN News. Do you watch Christian movies?
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers have viewed at least one Christian film in the last year, and 81% of them think such movies have the potential to lead non-believers to Christ. Christian filmmaker Stephen Kendrick tells Lifeway, quote, "We live in a visual, video-driven generation. Movies can be great tools to reach people where they are and share biblical truth in context." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trial date's been set for a California man charged with trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Nicholas Roski says he wanted to kill Kavanaugh in order to prevent the high court from overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. Roski was arrested near the justice's home, armed with a gun and a knife, carrying zip ties, and dressed in black. His trial set to begin in June of next year, facing life in prison if convicted of the attempted assassination. This is SRN News. Although there's still a problem, it seems that fewer people are misbehaving on airplanes these days.
The Federal Aviation Administration said Wednesday that the rate of troubling passenger behavior has come down sharply since early 2021, but it's still too high. Airlines have reported more than 1,240 cases to the FAA this year, compared with nearly 6,000 in 2021. Relatively few of those cases are considered serious enough to be passed along to the FBI. Reports of unruly passengers peaked in early 2021 when many confrontations started with passengers who didn't want to wear a face mask. The mask rule has since been repealed. Keith Peters reporting.
A former Democratic politician tells a Nevada jury he did not kill a Las Vegas investigative journalist who wrote articles critical of him. Robert Tellis took the witness stand in his murder trial yesterday, saying he's waited 2 years to tell his story. He should be cross-examined today by prosecutors. More details at SRNNews.com.